Mission.
The point is 8:02. The point is 8:02. But the current time is 19:30 UTC. And my friends, that is a lovely time to begin a certain dubious goals committee. Which dubious goals committee? This dubious goals committee. So let's start. Hello, welcome to the dubious goals committee. It's 19:30 UTC. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I drink tea. Oh. Yeah, it's super delicious today. Yeah, kind of, not really. Still drinking the cheap stuff. So anyway, oh my gosh. Let's get on with it. The next thing on the agenda is obviously the numbers. So, let us consult the numbers lady and ask her, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 786, number 808, number 832, number 835, number 881, number 888. Thank you.
You're welcome, numbers lady. You still don't sound very good. I hope you have not contracted the coronavirus. Okay, let me sit down here. Oh, and yeah, all right. Yeah, look who else just showed up. Oh, of course, as soon as I sit down, oh, somebody else wants to do some stuff. Hi, Peppa. Peppa has arrived, so now I gotta pull the blanket. No, don't eat the fuzz. Yeah, get in there. Get in the kitty pit. Get in there. Okay, we got to pet up a kitty because kitties need to get petted up. Hi, good morning. Hello. Did you just wake up? Is that why you have kitty squinty face? Yes, look how squinty you are. Yes, you're so squinty. Okay, so what's happening? What's going on? Blah, blah, blah. All right, well, here we are. Day number whatever. Of the big disease party, or whatever, and I have no food. Everything they're telling me to do to combat the virus and the quarantine. Oh, be sure you have lots of food. I have no food. I still have no food. Have to go to the grocery store today, and that's what I'm going to be doing immediately after this show ends. I have to go to the grocery store and get some damn food. What am I going to get? I don't know. Depends on what they have. Hi, Peppa. Don't worry, we already have plenty of kitty food. We got many pounds of kitty food for your kitty face. Yes. Oh, thanks for the kitty kisses. All right. So, what was I talking about? What am I doing? Oh, yeah. Have to go to the grocery store. But anyway, that's not the interesting thing. Something interesting happened to me yesterday. I had to go out and run some errands with my mom. And when my mom showed up at my house, she said, oh, Betty called and told me that herons are at Tranquility. Uh-huh. So we ran out there real quick. Okay. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will remember that my mom's neighbor Betty is somebody that we often run into when we're walking around in Tranquility Park. It's happened a few times. Betty has appeared on Dubious Goals Committee. And she walks her dogs out there. And Tranquility is a very large park, and this is the park in which I have a lot of my secret mushroom areas and stuff. We go there a lot. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee have been to Tranquility Park 1,000 times, blah, 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 blah. So we're driving around, and my mom says, yes, we have to go to Tranquility Park to see the herons. Because Tranquility Park is in the same corridor as Heron Haven. And all the blue herons that we see at Heron Haven do all their nesting about a mile down the street. Not even a mile. It's more like, it's like 3/4 of a mile. It's about 1 kilometer. And regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will remember that I found those various trees and nesting areas, and we've been out there. So anyway, to make a long story short, my mom and I make a quick detour to swing into Tranquility Park, the softball diamond area, the far north area, and we park the car, get out of the car, and look up, and sure enough, the first thing I see is 2 blue herons at the top of these trees in 2 different nests. And I keep looking. Oh, there's another blue heron in another nest. And then I see another one and another one. There's at least 5 active nests. And there's blue herons just at the top of these really tall trees. How tall are the trees? 100 feet maybe? 30 meters? Maybe a little bit more. Real very, very tall trees. What are they? I think they're cottonwood trees. Big blue herons right there. And I think I saw little bluey. I couldn't tell that if big bluey was one of them, but so then when we were standing there, then I decided to get close to them, so we walked up on the path and got under the tree. And as we were standing there, one of them said, I think I'll go check out some food or something. And so one of the big blue herons jumped out of its nest and sort of just glided. It didn't even flap its wings, just glided over the creek and then into a cornfield on the other side of the creek. And it was walking around, and that's when we noticed, oh, there's another one. There's another blue heron already standing in the cornfield. So I think we saw 6 blue herons altogether. That's the most blue herons I've ever seen in one place at once. 6 of them. That was awesome. And I'm starting to think, oh yeah, well, no wonder we haven't seen any of them at Heron Haven yet. They're all too busy sitting on their nests. So that was great. Hi, Peppa. Peppa's looking at me. Peppa says, stop talking and do some more petting. Pet me. Yes, you're a good baby. So I saw lots of blue herons yesterday. It was awesome. I was kind of thinking about going out there today. I really sort of wanted to, but it's a little cold today. Yesterday afternoon, it warmed up, and it was in the high 50s. It was like 58 degrees or something like that. Like around 13 or 14 degrees Celsius. It was nice there. The only problem is, when I was walking around, I was messing up my hip. I was walking around a little bit too excited and putting a lot of strain on my very painful hip. So by about 2 hours later, I was in bad shape. But anyway, so we know where the blue herons are. And we know where the tea is. It's so good. Not really, but I got to keep up a positive mental attitude. Got to keep telling myself that this cheap, crappy, terrible tea actually is good. And it's not. So anyway, next time we have some decent weather. And didn't I see that something was coming soon? Are we going to have some decent weather? Is it going to return to spring at any time now? As soon as it returns to spring, I think we'll have to go out and take a look. take a look at these herons and see if we can interview them for Dubious Goals Committee. Okay, tomorrow it's supposed to be 55 degrees, but raining. Saturday, thunderstorms and wind, but 60 degrees. Come on, no thunderstorms. Okay, Sunday might be a good day. 60 degrees and sunny. Yeah, right now it's cloudy, windy, and looks like it's trying to rain. Checking the weather here. So hopefully here in a couple of days, maybe we can go out and take a look at all those cool big birdies. Oh, sorry, Pippa. No, it's okay. Sit back down. It was an accident. Sit your kitty butt back down, please. Come on, sit down. It's okay. Okay, here's what just happened. My cat is sitting here in the kitty business pit, doing kitty business. This is, of course, you know, the blanket that's on my legs. Well, I was using the TV remote control to go to the weather channel so I could see what the weather was going to be like. And then when I was trying to go back, I accidentally dropped the remote, and I dropped the remote on my cat. And the remote fell approximately 12 inches or 30 centimeters and landed on my cat. And my cat said, "What the hell was that? I'm trying to do kitty business. I don't want any TV remote controls dropped on my kitty butt." And that kind of spooked my cat. But now she's fine. Now she's turning around. She's turning a couple circles. Okay, she's laying back down. Yep, there we go. We're getting the... Yeah, there it is. The paw, her front paws are now up against my left ankle. She's kneading my ankle. She's trying to get her claws through the blanket armor to cause me to bleed. That's a good baby. Good tea. All right. Can't wait to go to the store today. Oh, I got my nitrile gloves. I have a mask. I have a face mask, but it's the wrong kind. It won't actually prevent any viruses from getting in me. So I don't know if I should wear it or not. I could wear it just so I look cool. I don't know. Yeah, not looking forward to going to the store. I actually tried to go last night. See, I was out running around with my mom doing errands, we were supposed to go to this grocery store, but that didn't happen. And so I got home yesterday and I was just thinking, okay, I'll go to the store later tonight. I'll go to the store tonight and that'll give me time to rest, and because my hip was hurting so bad, I could barely walk. So I thought, oh yeah, I'll be smart and I'll go at night like I always do. And I think I'll be extra smart. I'll go at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock is almost the perfect time because that's when the most people are already done shopping, so there's fewer customers in the store. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, Tobe, why don't you then you just go at like 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock at night and there'll be even fewer people in the store. Well, there will be fewer customers in the store. This store starts restocking at 9 p.m. So all the outside stocking people show up, and that's when they start unloading the truck and putting food back on the shelves. And I don't want to be there when the stocking people are there, because these are not local people. These are people who are moving around and doing blah, 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 and people, extra people coming in. So I'm thinking, I want to go to the store at 8 o'clock so I can take advantage of there being fewer customers there, but get out of there before the stockers show up, the, you know, extra employees. And, you know, that's not that I'm going to take an hour in the store, but, you know, blah, blah, blah. So last night, I was watching some videos, and about at 7:30, I thought, okay, I'll watch one more thing, and then I'll head out to the store. So I was watching some video about something. Oh, I was watching a Mahjong hand, some new Mahjong videos. popped up, and one of them was my favorite female player, Akira Wukutsu. I gotta try to say those names like real Japanese people. Akira Wukutsu. Sounds like somebody sneezing. So I was watching this video. It was great. It got over, and it was about 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. And I said, yeah, okay, I guess I could probably go to the store now. And so I put on some decent clothes because I was just wearing the rags that I wear around the house, which are literally rags. Clothes with holes in them, shirts that are torn. You know, I'm not going out in public looking like this. I mean, it's not that I care what anybody thinks, but some of these clothes are ragged enough that they don't qualify as clothes anymore. And, you know, I have sort of verbally agreed to the social contract of wearing clothes in public. So, so I put on some decent clothes, which aren't really all that much more decent, just more acceptable. And I ran around the house wondering if I should wear gloves and stuff. And so I grabbed some nitrile gloves just in case. And I grabbed my wallet, put on my socks and shoes, jumped in my car, and I drove over to the store. And it looked like there was nobody there. I thought, oh, this is great. You're a genius, Tobe. You're brilliant. You came at just the right time. There were very few cars in the parking lot. There were still some people walking around doing stuff. And so I pulled into just the best parking space ever, right in front of the door, right? And so I'm sitting in the car and I think, okay, I'll put the gloves on. So I spend just a couple of minutes trying to get these damn nitrile gloves on my hands, get them on my hands, and I'm like, okay, ready to rock. I get out of my car. I'm walking up towards the door to the store, and then some kids are walking by, so I just wait for them just so I can maintain my space because I do not want to catch their damn diseases. They finally walk by. I walk up to the door, and I have to stop. The door does not open. You know, it's a grocery store. The doors automatically open, just like Star Trek. You know, our 1950s dream of the future has come true. We have doors that automatically open up. Oh, it's the future. We're living in the future. We have the internet. And the doors are not opening. The doors are not opening. I'm still standing there. The doors are not opening. And then I notice the sign on the door that says, oh, we have new disease hours. Due to the pandemic, the store is now only open from whenever until 8 p.m. And it's like 8:01, 8:02, 8:03, somewhere in there. Ah, yeah, no wonder there's no cars here. The damn store is closed. This is the store that went from being open 24 hours a day to closing at midnight last month to now closing at 8 p.m. Great. Somehow they think this is a better idea. Okay, let me explain to you why this is a bad idea. You've probably already figured it out. You're a smart person. You listen to Dubious Goals Committee. You probably have already figured out that narrowing your hours down forces more people to be in the store at the same time. If people can only be there at a limited hours, now everybody's going to be there. Now you are concentrating people. You are concentrating people in an area, which is what we have been told not to do. Good job, Hy-Vee. You screwed up again. Your stupidity is going to kill us all. Great. And this is the store that I have to go to here in about 10 minutes. And I gotta get some food. This is not going to be fun. Not going to be fun, but I can tell you something that might be a little bit funner. Maybe we need to go to musical interlude. And I know what I need to hear already because, when was that? About half an hour ago, I got done eating breakfast. I got done making tea. And something just jumped into my head. And I started going, so we're going to listen to that song, which is called What song would this be? Oh, we're going straight to His Purple Majesty. And I got to listen to some Kiss. Is it going to start? So brilliant, so wonderful. That was, of course, Prince with his song Kiss. Is that my favorite Prince song? I don't know. I have so many favorite Prince songs. But that is just one of the greats. That is truly one of the greats. Because he was one of the greats. We need Prince now more than ever. Prince, please be reincarnated. Please come back. He left this world much too early. Love the guy. First time I ever heard any of his music, I just went, okay. This guy clearly knows what's up. I do love Prince very much, but I never figured out what exactly he was the prince of. I can speculate. But I've been wondering, is he an elf? Is he the prince of the elves? Because, you know, he's kind of a diminutive person. Which leads me to another thing. How come they didn't use Prince in Lord of the Rings? Oh, we need a whole bunch of elves, and we need a prince of an elf, and we need a king elf. And okay, well, goddammit, just call up Prince. He's in Minnesota. Just call him, okay? Put fake ears on him and let him run around in Rivendell in high-heeled boots and let him do a couple tracks while we're at it. Can you see that? Can you see Prince with a song on the Lord of the Rings soundtrack? And he's one of the elves? That would be great. Okay, and if you can't put him, oh, we can't put him in J.R.R. Tolkien, blah, blah, blah. Okay, fine, then put him in Hellboy. How come we can't see Prince in, like, one of the Hellboy movies? Right? You're telling me he wouldn't be awesome? Okay? Yeah? You know? Yeah? All right. I'm glad you're up to speed. Let's continue. There are people who are listening to this radio show right now who are now cringing, thinking, uh-oh, Tobe just played Prince. Does this mean that he's going to have to drop some Morris Day and the Time on us? Well, of course it does. I mean, come on. I mean, let's face it. Let's get real. This is a bad time in the world. Things are not going well. We got Trump in the White House. We got COVID-19 running around and doing whatever it does. And we have lost Prince, the last potential monarch. Who's left? How are we going to defend ourselves against the idiocy in the world? God damn it, Morris Day. We need Morris Day right now more than anything. Morris Day is the anti-Trump. We need to put Morris Day in power. We need to have Morris Day as president and Jerome as vice president. Duh. The cabinet, the entire band. The Time. Okay. You see where I'm going with this? Yeah. Oe, oe, oe. Yeah, come on, baby, where's your guts? I advise everyone to vote for Morris Day. Write Morris Day into the ballot. Think about it. You really need... I'm telling you, people, this is Dubious Goals Committee, where we figure out and hash out all the solutions to the world's problems. And the world needs Morris Day right now, more than ever. Now, Jerome.
Yes.
Okay, so anyway, I guess we're done. Let me just tell you that you have been listening to the Dubious Prince is Gone and Our World is Going to Hell Committee, a show that airs every day with Morris Day and the Time. What time? 1930 UTC, right here on and on radio.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.